Hi, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Kelsey. We're into telling you stories. Sometimes funny, sometimes awkward, sometimes creepy or sad, but who knows?
Every month it's different, but no matter what, you'll be asking yourself.
Okay, WTF.
Welcome, friends.
We're doing it.
We're doing this.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
We're living our best lives. Yeah. Coming at this point that this airs, we're coming out of, we're heading into early spring, maybe late, yes. early, like pre-spring. So, you know, the snow is gross, I'm assuming, in the future. It's starting to get muddy, and the vibes are weird, and everyone's crawling out of their skin, so... Perfect time for this episode.
No, we have different interpretations of spring.
Yes.
In my head, yours? I was like with you with like the muddiness, and but then I was like, oh, but then the tulips and the daffodils are starting to come up, so soon the flowers will be out. And look, that red bud is budding up now.
That's like April, you know?
I think it's April.
Oh, it's April. Well, then, yes, I agree with you. I was thinking, like, we're still at the end of, like,
March.
Dead March. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, all right. Everyone's over it. And, like, but no, I'm with you on April. Like, the buds are, it's like, real spring in April.
Yes,
So, here we are in April. Present day.
March, if I've done it wrong.
Or March, if we're messed up. We're in early stage spring, and it could be terrible or wonderful, depending on how you look at it at that point.
Yeah, that is the safest thing we can say about the future. We can make that prediction now.
I love it. I'm all for it, honestly. I mean, what a world. What a world. Do you want to talk about what we're going to do today?
Yeah. So a few months back, from this recording, we did a little side special episode that wasn't like our normal one. And this time we're doing kind of similar, except a different theme. Tried to find some pretty weird laws or rules. I stayed within the United States. I'm not sure if you went around the world, but I know that there are ones from all over the world.
Do they call them blue laws as well?
No. So blue laws, so that's what we're talking about here. Blue laws. some people call them Sunday laws or weird laws. are pretty much the banner you can find this under.
Weird laws for sure.
So Kelsey, I went first that time.
I feel like you should for this one because our usual episodes, I go first, and this is kind of another stray from.
Yeah, but I thought this was going to be like a thing we bounce back and forth, like a birdie. Yeah,
we can birdie if you'd like. I also kept mine within the U.S., so okay. I hope, and this is actually one where we didn't really send anything to anyone beforehand, so I'll be curious.
Yes.
I know we each have like a handful, so it's going to be really interesting to see if any overlap. But okay, so I guess I'll start. Oh goodness, there's some good. I'll start with one that's. I'll ease us in.
Okay, all right.
So it's not. It's obscure in that it's like really like why are we talking about this?
Okay.
But it's also like, well, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to talk about the heartland of the United States, aka Oklahoma. Okay. Do you have any from Oklahoma?
I do not have any.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll start in one we know are not related. But Title 21, Section 1678.1 of the Oklahoma Statutes explicitly says, there is no bear wrestling on Sundays. it's strictly prohibited.
Yeah.
And it's when I was kind of like looking into it a little bit, they made this illegal on Sundays because apparently, like, years ago, bear wrestling used to be like a very popular sport, maybe.
It still happens in New Hampshire.
Really?
Clark's Trading Post? Yeah, in New Hampshire. What? There's bear. Oh, not gosh. Like wrestling. It's not wrestling, but like a exhibition with a bear.
That is wild. Yeah, because they used to do it in bars.
Okay, that's a little different.
Yes, yeah. In bars across what they call the Sun Belt, so the southern part of the U.S., but in Oklahoma as well. And like a handler would show up with a bear, and they would most likely get very wasted. And like a, you know, macho man person, probably would have been a man, because men in bars at that time.
A Gaston type.
Yes, Gaston would wrestle the bear.
Yeah.
And I guess it was really common that the bears would be drugged and even declawed, which is right. horrific, to be honest. Yeah, right. Both of those things are horrific. So although, like, obviously bears are very strong, so they could still cause harm, the harm would be lesser. Yeah, so
not,
I guess.
Not as intense, yeah.
But when do you think this law went into effect?
I want to say early, but I feel like you're by like your tone, I think it's going to be like the 1940s or something.
Okay, so tell me whatever you think.
I was going to say, like, I don't know, 1890, 1900.
Era. Would be maybe like around the time. And then the latest that you think is like 1940s.
Yeah, but it's even worse than that.
1996.
Okay.
1996, Senator Lewis Long agreed to make this a rule and halt this practice because they saw a television clip of a bear wrestling event in an Oklahoma town and decided that that would put an end to it.
All right.
So no bear wrestling on Sundays in Oklahoma.
As of 1996.
As of 1996.
Okay.
So, just laying that out there for you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad that you didn't choose that one.
Well, so I see your bear, and I'll raise you another state that has a bear law. In Alaska, it is illegal to wake up a bear in order to take a picture with them. And this is because people were doing it and dying. Yeah.
It's kind of like they say, you know, don't wake a sleeping dog. I imagine that's the same thing, is because like they want to kill you. At least mine does. So I would never, if you like move around my dog when he's sleeping, it shakes him up from sleep and he will growl and kind of, you know, freak out. So it's just, it feels similar.
Yes.
Yeah, but still really weird. Really weird. And it, it makes you wonder how many people had to die for that to become a thing. These people are not very smart.
No.
Cool. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. Do you have any from Wisconsin?
No, I do not.
I have a Wisconsin statute, section 9718, and it's about a strange relationship between cheese and butter.
Okay.
So Wisconsin is known for dairy.
Yeah.
Right?
Of many types.
Of many, many types. And this regulation is honestly, I think it's rooted in just the fact that most of their like agricultural history and like all of that stuff is dairy based. Mm-hmm. And there was some conversation about like how the Great Depression kind of had influence on this and everything. But essentially, according to the statute, serving butter at a public eating place without first offering cheese is prohibited.
Okay.
Remember, blue law. But honestly, it's like clearly a reflection of like economic interests. Like cheese is a commodity in Wisconsin. And so I think it was like one of those things where it was like to stimulate the economy and keep it going. But still really, really strange. And there's a lot of other like related blue laws to this. Mm-hmm. Even around like margarine and stuff, it looked like. But I thought that was so strange and so specific.
Yes, hyper specific.
And so this was like, so when was the Great Depression? Late 20s?
Late 20s through the early 30s.
So I think, so this came into effect, like Section 97, 18, in the late 60s. So, yeah, post-Great Depression, and maybe they were trying to come on the up and up with that. I'm not quite sure, but I thought it was really strange and also kind of hilarious. So that's Wisconsin and the relationship between cheese and butter.
Okay. That is exciting. Not related. Do you have one in Massachusetts?
I don't believe so. I have one in a neighbor of Massachusetts.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
All right. So a little bit closer to home. In Massachusetts, it is illegal for anyone to tell someone else's fortune in exchange for money without first receiving a license to do so. And would you like to guess what the requirements are for getting a license?
Oh, God. Just saying that you...
Basically, just having 1 year of being a resident of Massachusetts. You can get a license, and then you will be okay to take money for telling fortunes.
So I guess my life goal then will be to ensure I do this in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So that I can have, I guess, just a fun second income that clearly means nothing if residency is the only barrier to entry. That's really fascinating. Honestly, a little scary. I feel like there should be something. I mean, I guess, though, how would you test for that? You know what I mean?
What, for like a residence of a year?
No. For like,
fortune
telling? Like for like any other.
There's no like metric by which. From word of mouth, there's no Better Business Bureau, right?
There's no like, you know, when I became a speech pathologist, I had to take a test or whatever. Yeah, like, how would you even test for that?
If I were to come up with a test for it, I'd want to be like, okay, you know, did you ever see Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember when it's in the beginning where he's holding the cards, and they're either like diamond, square, squiggle. Whenever the girl answered, he said yes, of course.
Yes.
Bill Murray's
yeah, character. That's what they do.
So yeah, that's kind of the test that should be, you know, like minimum.
There's got to be something. Yeah, at least take it from popular culture. That's so weird. Oh man, but yeah, I mean, I guess they did the best with what they had, which is, did you live here? Cool.
Yeah, I guess that's all that matters.
Oh my God, I'm dead. All right. You got any in South Carolina?
Oh, no, but I didn't put any on my list, but I did see some.
Okay. You did see some, like when you were looking through?
In my very minor research.
Do any come to mind that you remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. There's some funky stuff down there, but this one, okay. According to South Carolina Code of Laws, section 312170, establishments that allow patrons to dance must obtain a special permit. The whole reason why this exists is really, this one's a really like very cut, because Jesus.
Yeah, because Jesus.
As you say, because Jesus. And you know, the age old Mike way, because Jesus. So apparently this dates back to Prohibition and really just the regulation of these places, because essentially they thought dancing would lead to immoral activities.
Right.
So But apparently also there's an entire news special. If you really want to learn more about South Carolina's really bizarre blue laws, ABC News 4 has an exploration of the bizarre blue laws that exist in South Carolina. So okay. there are enough of them that there's a special on it. So you might, you know, find yourself falling asleep to that later or something.
I very well might. You might know me a little too well.
But that one's straight up because Jesus. So
yeah, that is because Jesus. I mean, there's so many in the United States that are just because Jesus.
Honestly, I don't know. Nothing's real.
Nothing's real. Points don't matter. Speaking of which, have you ever wanted to be a pickle seller, like a vendor that would travel to like events or side of the road, handing out pickles to people?
I mean, it's never really crossed my mind. I would love to be someone who could eat them, though.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's my jam. As long as they're not bread and butter. Yeah. As long as they're not bread and butter.
What's your pickle of choice?
Just straight up dill and garlic. I do not place a bread and some bread and butter pickle in my vicinity or I will throw up. I cannot. Do you eat those? Do you bread and butter?
I think I've had them. Like, there's a restaurant in where I live that serves their pickles are bread and butter. And I'll eat them if they're there, but I prefer like a kosher dill kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Blasphemous. Because Jesus would have
I was afraid to answer honestly.
Because Jesus.
I thought the friendship would dissolve.
So your honest answer would be like, I house bread and butter pickles.
No. The honest answer is what I told you. But I was afraid to say it because I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No one's ever seen a podcast implode.
And here it is, folks. You're seeing it right now based on bread and butter pickles, the downfall of our friendship. Okay, sorry. Tell me about your pickle selling.
Yeah, so the pickle situation in Connecticut.
Yes, I'm scared.
If you want to be a pickle vendor or if you are a person who goes to these pickle vendors like you wish to be, and you're in Connecticut, you have to make sure that the vendors know what they're actually doing, that they're pickling correctly. And the state of Connecticut has deemed it the best way to tell is to drop the pickle from a height of 1 foot. And if they bounce, then they're done right. So you have to buy two pickles. First pickle, drop it on the ground. You can't eat it. It's on the ground, but it did bounce. So now you can buy an actual pickle. So yes, this was a early 19th century law.
Okay, because I was like, this has eerie similarities to the whole witch thing.
Yeah.
If she drowns. She wasn't a witch, right? But
she was virtuous. Unfortunately, she is dead. And if she floats, she's human.
Oh my God.
So that's the deal with Connecticut.
So I will take your Connecticut pickle and raise you a Connecticut mattress.
Oh.
Yeah. And do you have any idea about this?
No, I didn't see this.
Okay. So, according to Connecticut General Statute Section 53303E, it prohibits the selling of mattresses on Sundays.
Is this a because Jesus?
Because Jesus.
Okay.
Tell me why you think because Jesus, though.
Well, people, assuming a couple comes in, they purchase a mattress and it's on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. They bring it home. They set it up. And then perhaps they might be.
Oh, you went a very like deep way for this. Okay. You went.
I went a very I was born Roman Catholic and then left.
Yes.
That's the way I went.
You Honestly, what I will say is that this law was really honestly beyond just mattresses, but it started with a mattress because the suit was brought by a couple who said that essentially they felt like due to the Sabbath and upholding the sanctity of the Sabbath, nothing should be able to be sold on Sundays. And so this couple brought this against Bedding Barn, this lawsuit, which set the precedent for this blue law in, like, I think it was, 1979. Okay. Obviously, Connecticut sells things on Sunday, which is why this is a blue law. But the whole lawsuit was aimed at, like, restricting certain sales on Sunday, with Bedding Barn being at the root of that, because the Sabbath. So if you're tired on a Sunday, make sure you buy your mattress on a Saturday.
Don't get any ideas.
Yeah, no. So weird. So weird of all things. Come on. Anyway, so I raised you a pickle. You raised me a pickle. I raised you a mattress.
Perfect. I'll take your mattress, and what should I serve back to you? Okay. In Minnesota.
Yes.
It is illegal to hold a contest, game, or other activity in which the purpose is to catch a pig that has been greased in oil or otherwise, or to throw a chicken or turkey in the air with intent of catching it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you have any further information on this one?
Yeah. So was this one. There were a few different like theories of how this came about, but the one that was kind of the most legit was that it was trying to ban a certain like loophole in pre-existing gambling things for like on Sunday
because Jesus.
So this was a certain loophole people were doing, was like holding a contest or whatever, a lottery that would give people money. So yeah, no gambling because Jesus in Minnesota, Jesus. If it involves a greased pig or a chicken or a turkey.
So just greased pig really brings me back.
Yeah. What image does that conjure for Kelsey?
There was apparently when you're like a senior in high school, you do pranks. Is that everywhere, or is that just my school?
Yes,
no, probably everywhere.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah,
basically there were seniors who stole pigs from one of the faculty members' farms, stole two pigs from the farm, brought them into the school, spray painted a 1 and a 3 on each of them, greased them, and let them run through the school. So when people were trying to catch them, they couldn't catch them. And because they thought there were 3 of them, they kept looking for number 2, but couldn't find them because there were only 2. greased pigs really brings me to a place, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my story about greased pigs. I'm glad I'm not in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Sorry, Minnesota. You won't ever have the same joy, I guess, as we do.
Damn.
I just want to see if I can raise you with Minnesota. I don't think I have any, though.
Oh, come on. You gotta.
I think Wisconsin was my closest. Yeah, I know. So I'm gonna have to take your Minnesota and stay in the Midwest to raise you in Indiana.
Indiana. Okay. They got to do some weird stuff in Indiana.
They do. There's a lot of like real weird stuff that I won't get into. Y'all can Google that.
That's a different own. That's a different but, episode. Like a
yeah,
real
where we
episode.
just do
do this to Indiana. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. There are a lot of really weird blue laws, I gotta say. This one's section 14.22.31.16 of the Indiana Code, which stipulates catching a fish with one's bare hands and touching a dessert like an ice cream cone is a no-no.
Yes.
Honestly, yes. That's it. That's all I got for you.
No, but that's just an unwritten rule. Like, of course. Don't touch a fish and then touch an ice cream cone.
I guess that's an unwritten rule. There are some people, though, who touch lots of weird things and then eat their ice cream, Mike. So a fish actually might be cleaner.
Oh.
At least okay. The fish has water. You're like, wait, what are we talking about? I don't know. I kept finding for this one, just like, I mean, Indiana's got some really weird stuff that was so specific that it was like very strange. But I don't even have like when this one happened, but I'll try to find it out. All I know is that now whenever I catch a fish with my bare hands, I will be seeking ice cream because I live in a free state.
You do.
Yeah. It's mine. It's mine.
Damn it. Massachusetts. Yeah. All your listeners, call your representatives. We need this law in the books in Massachusetts so Kelsey cannot do it.
No. Let me live my joyous, joyous life, please.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? I will not yuck your yum. If that is your thing, I will back off. It is not a hill.
See?
I will concede.
I really appreciate that because I just wanted to have joy here.
Yes, you're so, right. And if that
means, ice cream brings joy.
You touch a salmon and then grab a...
Do they have salmon there?
Where?
In Indiana.
Oh, well, I mean, imported.
Probably. No river salmon there. You're not so lucky. No. Indiana, go eat your ice cream.
I mean, unless I'm wrong.
I don't know. That's another episode. The episode on fish.
Yeah. Western okay. Fish. I love that we're coming into like theme season now. So we're going to have like this episode, we find the weirdest things about Indiana. Next, what are fish?
Man. What are fish and why are they so weird? And actually, why?
To be honest with you, what are fish? Could be an episode of WTF because that whole thing is weird.
Especially the like evolution.
Yeah. Oh my God.
There are some people who believe that humans came from fish.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back onto. I know like way, we were basically like worms in the ocean, our species, but.
When were we fish?
I don't know.
There are people who believe that. And I find that to be strange.
Oh, you mean like mer people?
No, just weird people.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you thought like people who thought we came from mer people.
Oh, I thought you said murder people.
Oh, no.
And I was like, maybe they believe it. Mer people. Honestly, probably.
Because I know that does exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Mer people.
What a tangent. That
would be a whole other mer people would be a really that kind of like falls in line with a prior episode of the reptilian race in some ways, but it's like focused on or like shapeshifters, I guess.
Yep.
But I'm sure it's its own underground. I'm probably really offending mer people by saying that. But sorry to all you mer people listening. I just am uneducated.
True.
Okay. Any other ones for me? One more each?
I got one more for you.
Okay. Lay it on me.
So this one is actually relatively recent. And it's not a because Jesus thing. It's a because it should have been a law a long time ago and just never was. And it involves Kentucky. So we're going down south a little bit. Up until a certain period of time, like within our lifetimes, for sure. It is now illegal to sell, exchange, or give away dyed baby chicks. So like coloring, like they have paint or ink or on them. Ducklings, other fowl, or rabbits that are under 2 months old, unless the person you're selling it to is buying it in bulk of six or more at a time.
What?
So it's a very, apparently, I never saw it growing up, but around Easter, people who sell ducks, chickens, whatever, they dye them to make them, you know, look like Easter presents, toys, whatever, animals. And people would buy them, but animal rights groups got them to stop, but not totally, because you can buy them in bulk to like resell. So it's very, very strange.
That's so, all I know about Kentucky and chicks is Kentucky Fried Chicken. So it really makes me wonder what the implications were for Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. You know,
I have a relative, I think, who lives in Kentucky, so I might reach out to them.
I would maybe ask some more
questions about this, because growing up, like traveling to my grandparents' house for Easter, it was always like there's the baby chicks, like the baby things you can get, but they're not colored or dyed or
anything. That's so weird.
Maybe it's a regional thing. Maybe we were kind of like didn't get it in New England. I don't know. Other people listening.
That's so interesting.
Tell us.
Oh, man. Tell us. I have so many questions. Some of them are just so specific. You just want to be like, what went wrong here?
Right.
Oh, man.
The other ones were because Jesus. Yeah. This one must be like because capitalism? Maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because capitalism. Yeah. I have a horrible one for you if you want to hear it.
Let's end on a negative note.
Yeah. Yeah, chicks are actually a way more positive thing to end on. Should I just like
no say that? No, let's destroy the mood.
Let's talk about the terror that is Louisiana.
Oh god.
Listen. What the irony is not lost on me in that many of our Southern brothers and sisters and siblings that we maybe wish were more estranged down south really were up in arms about the mask mandate for COVID. But let me tell you, they have their own mask mandates there. As in, according to Louisiana revised statutes, 14313, I believe it is. It's illegal to wear a mask in public outside of specific holidays or celebrations like Mardi Gras. Moreover, you are required to wear a mask at Mardi Gras if you are on a parade float. So the law actually says itself, wearing of masks, hoods, and other facial disguises in public places is prohibited. Penalty exceptions permit to conduct, unless Mardi Gras, essentially, let's just say that. And that even on Mardi Gras, after 6 p.m., you cannot wear a mask. Why is this to be true?
Is this recent?
So I don't have when the... I don't think it says it in my stuff here. I don't necessarily know when it started. But I do know, like, recent is so weird nowadays, because, like, I still feel like 2000 is recent. And that was, like, 30 years ago almost. So... reason-ish in my time, it was challenged as a law, which is scary too, once you know why the law exists. But I'm not sure when it came out. My gut says it seems like from this, like somewhere in the early 1900s.
Okay.
My gut. But I'm sure. So there's kind of, I talked a little bit about how, you know, there's a requirement if you're in Mardi Gras on a float, you have to wear a mask. And
mask,
then the antithesis of that, meaning if it's not Mardi Gras or if it's after 6 p.m. on Mardi Gras, you are not allowed to wear a mask in New Orleans. So basically, the anti-mask law, unless COVID, that's the only exception. but
good that COVID was the exception.
Yes. Yeah, it's okay. A miracle. But the reason why this law existed was to prevent KKK activity. Sucks. So apparently there are at least 12 states that have anti-mask laws for that reason. And when I said, so a KKK member, a leader in 1996, said that this was unconstitutional. But of course, everyone was like, nah, bro, go home. It's definitely like, do not do this. So
yeah.
go die. Whereas, so that type of like, it's literally to prevent this. I would go out on a limb to say those 12 states are pretty Southern. I'm gonna have to look them up, but the opposite of that. So the Mardi Gras float mask requirement is more related to tradition. So just like carnivals and like basically being able to be a part of this and be able to mingle with the general kind of public or different classes without necessarily knowing who you are, keeps, you know, mystery and tradition alive.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the, you must wear a mask if you're a part of Mardi Gras on a float. But the other part is much darker. Madness. It's insane that that has to be because of, oh God, it's just so gross. But the fact that there are laws in at least 12 states for this. I need to look up what 12 states, because I'm gonna do it in real time.
Okay.
12 states anti-mask.
I'm trying not to stereotype the states here.
But
I have a sinking suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Of some of them, at least. I think there's probably going to be one I'm surprised about.
All right, ready? Let's see. Oh, wait, these are countries of things. What, you think there's something that's going to surprise you?
Yeah, like a northern state or something will be like Minnesota or something like that.
All right, let's see what happens here. Okay, COVID. So here we go. Here are the, there are some interesting ones. Here are the anti-mask laws, the states that have anti-mask laws prior to COVID.
Okay.
So Florida, not surprised.
Right.
Delaware, interesting.
That's an interesting one.
But I can see it. Georgia, not surprised.
Right.
Louisiana, not surprised.
Yeah.
Connecticut, interesting.
See, that's one. That's what I mean.
But like, is that surprising with what we know about Connecticut?
So do we have a larger fan base in Ireland than we do in Connecticut? I don't know. I don't want to hurt.
Listen, Connecticut, you got problems and it's fine. We all do, but there's some deep problems there. I'm okay with saying it.
It's like examine privilege kind of.
Yeah. Problem. There's a lot of disparity in that state. That's very stark. Yeah. And I think that's been pervasive. So, you know, I'm okay with saying not really surprised. Okay. Like, it's superficially surprising given its connection to much more liberal, kinder states, but also not surprising from a deeper standpoint.
Yes.
Louisiana, we just learned about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where a couple things get interesting. Michigan. I mean, yes, I get it.
So I was kind of close with Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. And Minnesota.
Oh, well, okay. Damn, I was spot on.
Spot there. On. New Mexico. No.
Yeah. That doesn't really surprise me.
Mm-mm. North Carolina, not surprised.
No.
South Carolina, definitely not surprised.
Right. Bingo.
North Dakota. I guess I'm mostly surprised about that because there's like no one there. But
right, okay. Well,
you know,
Mayberry, a greater, ratio.
Yeah, a greater ratio of the people we pretend aren't there, but they're there hiding in the depths. Ohio, not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised.
Oklahoma, West Virginia, definitely not surprised.
Yeah.
California, fascinating.
That's interesting. Also, is this more than 12? Sorry.
Yes, it's about 12, but we're not going over. And this is prior to 2020, so yeah. But so California, and then New York as well. And then also D.C., the District of Columbia, had an anti-mask law, which I'm not surprised about at all. Both the D.C. and New York repealed those, like, weird blue law anti-mask laws in 2020 in response to COVID. But yeah.
Okay.
So interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So some states, it looks like, have also gotten more specific. Like, it's illegal. It's an offense to wear a mask if someone commits a crime while wearing a mask or intends to.
Yeah, right, sure.
So that makes sense. I mean, honestly, all of it, I get why they did it, to protect. It's just sad. You know what I mean? Like, it's pathetic. So, but yeah, COVID really confused people on that one, it seems like, which was not something that I really knew about, because I didn't know that this anti-mask prior to COVID law existed until I did this. So
exactly.
So part of why blue laws are so fascinating to me is because when I was younger, the town I was growing up in, I remember someone mentioning that there was a blue law that said two men can't carry a bathtub across the town common on certain days at certain times. And I just remember being a kid thinking, like, what? Like, you know, cause and effect. Someone has to do something ridiculous to make a law like that come into effect. And so I'm just like, who were these people? And I should have probably looked that one up. I didn't. It was a very specific town related blue law. So these were all state related. Maybe we should do towns at some point. But
I don't know. But that sounds like it could be an OKWTF podcast.
Yeah. Like, there had to be something, right? Like, I just was like, it's probably because Jesus, so
maybe. Well, oh,
it's like Jesus was upset because you were taking away from his, like, bathtub situation. Like, what do they call it? What are they when they dunk people?
Oh, like baptizing.
Yeah, so maybe it had something to do with that.
I
see.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with that. I'm like,
yeah.
Did Jesus famously love baths? I don't remember that in the New Testament.
When
I
was Bible.
forced to read it.
Kelsey's rewriting of the King James really delves into self-care as one of the chapters.
St. Kelsey's.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Self-care.
Self-care. I love it.
Yeah. The self-care Bible. TM.
Thou shalt always carry
bathtub. Thou shalt always find a friend to carry the bath across the lawn. You know.
Yes.
And so on and so forth. But yeah, that's what I will never forget it. That someone told me that when I was probably like 6 or 7, and I've carried it with me this whole time.
That's interesting. Mine,
yeah.
I don't really know much about it, and it didn't have anything to do with my town that I grew up in. But I think the first one I ever heard about was, like, it's illegal for a man to carry an ice cream cone over a bridge and give it to a woman. And I'm trying to remember if it was like Maryland or something. And it honestly could have been, because actually in my, like, minor research for mine, there were a lot that were totally lies. Like, I came across so many that were just like straight up, no, that's not true. So it could have been one that I heard that was totally wrong. But I'll look that up too, but I have a feeling that it's not, or it got convoluted somehow. But be like, what?
It's so weird. And I need to, like, really look into it and find out more details. Everyone's got their little blue law. Their little that they've been carrying in their pocket. I guess it's a good time to say, if you have a little blue law that you've been thinking about since you were a child that someone told you, we would love for you to tell us by sending us an email at hello@okwtfpodcast.com, or you can submit your blue law story to us on at www.okwtfpodcast.com on our submit a story part of our website. Or Mike, they can get us on social media.
They can get us on the social medias. We're on Instagram, on YouTube, and trying to keep TikTok going, but for some reason I keep getting unlisted, so that's fun. So I'll figure that out so we can be back on there, but it's we're there, and it's at OKWTF podcast on all three.
Yeah, so send us your blue laws. Tell us if you like what we're doing. Rate us, subscribe, tell your friends in the US or beyond. Maybe we need to do an international one at some point, an international equivalent to blue laws.
Maybe it should be our for a future huge Irish audience.
That we have. Hello. Yes. Whoever you are in Ireland, we love you. And honestly, as always, Mike, what a joy.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks for getting weird with us.
Submit your own OKWTF stories for us to share by visiting www.okwtfpodcast.com.
And stay in touch on all the social platforms at OKWTF Podcast.
Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to OKWTF on your streaming service of choice.
Thank you so much to Out of Flux and Eyal Talmudi for the use of their song, Da Boom Jiggle.
And thank you to Bilal Sarwar for their incredible cover art.
Until next time.